Welcome to another thrilling episode of Calling Monster Island, where I, the host Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. Today, we will be talking about the single-handedly greatest Gamera film ever made, Gamera vs. Guirin, one that needs no introduction. This film is my favorite Gamera film. It is a wild ride. And I say that because this is a Gamera movie that, as I said, needs no introduction. It is a very, very colorful Gamera film. There's three monsters in it. Okay, if you count it,
never mind.
For some reason, this is the Gamera film that I remember the most. I have no idea why. At least it's not Gamera versus Viros. I mean, hey, that film, it is just such a nonsensical film, Gamera versus Viros. I think it was my 8th episode, maybe. Maybe it was my 7th. I don't actually remember. But I did do, I did something about telling you all that I was going to do some Gamera movies. If you didn't believe me, then, here I am. but first, the news. I am not going to start doing the news a lot. It's just a kind of a one-time little thing here. If I can just, pulling the news up right now. First of all, this is not really news because it's been happening for a long while, but yeah, I just thought I should say this because I will cover it on the cast when it comes out. There's a new Ultraman movie coming out called Shin Ultraman. No, it is not a beady-eyed Ultraman that's butt opens up and spits a specium ray out of it. It is a film adaptation of the 1960s Ultraman series. It's a film adaptation, which, hey, this could go one of two ways, because as far as I see it, the guy who directed Shin Godzilla is directing this. So we don't want another Shin Godzilla on our hands. For all the American fans listening to this, we definitely do not want another Shin Godzilla, because some people know how I feel about Shin Godzilla. He is a giant walking log. No emotion, no reactions to anything. He's just a giant stupid log. Another thing, the Gamera complete box set is out on Blu-ray. It is $125. It retails for $125 in the USA. I was going to get this. I was very much so going to get this. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's buy a Gamera box set that has, a bunch of comic books in it. And, every movie and, too many features to note. But then I was like, I already own the whole Showa era of Gamera films. I would be paying for the Heisei trilogy, and some people call this the Heisei era Gamera. I call it the Millennium Era Gamera. Gamera the Brave. And then I would be paying for Gamera versus Garrosharp, a little lost Japanese film that was actually, it was a script, and there were a few prop maquettes set up and everything. You know, I think I will cover that next episode, just as, like, you know, a little, I don't know, 15th episode special thing, you know. I might cover that, I don't know. I was like, no, because I already have the whole Showa era, so I'm basically paying for four movies, and, like, so I'm basically paying, like, $120 for a bunch of graphic novels and a map of Japan and four movies. I just didn't see that it was worth all that if I already have the whole Gamera, like, Showa era. So, yeah. On another note, the same company that released the Gamera Complete Box Set, Arrow Video, they have the licensing for Warning from Space, which is another Daiei production company that makes Gamera. So, I might talk about the whole, like, Daiei Kadokawa production kerfuffle. I might. Maybe not. So, yeah, that's really all the newest news. So, yeah, I guess let's move on to this movie. So, Gamera vs. Guirin is a simple tale. There is a young Japanese boy and his friend, and his American friend named Tom. I don't know the young Japanese boy's name, but yeah. These two, Tom, the American boy, he is friends with this Japanese kid. He comes over for a sleepover. His mother drops him off. The Japanese boy's mother does not care about the safety of her own young boy. Boyo. Neither does she ever listen to her daughter, even though her daughter saw exactly what happened. I'll talk more about that, in a short little while. So, the Japanese kid and the, American boy Tom, they go out to play, they find a UFO, go into outer space, and go to a planet behind the sun, where they, encounter a mystic land, and they encounter two alien ladies named, Barbella and Florbella. Okay, so, here's where I gotta stop for a second. they find this teleporting machine, and they literally are just like, ooh, let's go here. Boop, boop. Oh, this isn't where we wanted to go. Boop, boop. Nope, still not. Boop, boop. And they're like, oh, a moving hallway? So they get on this moving hallway. They walk, like, 6 miles because, like, this hallway seems endless. It's not actually 6 miles, but it seems like an endless hallway for no reason. And it just keeps going. Like, each section they get to, the area lights up, and it just goes, like, boo, doo, boo, doo, boo, doo, boo, doo, boo, doo, boo, doo. Until they get to the lair where Barbella and Floorbella look like the aliens from the previous movie. The Virossians in their human disguise. But instead they talk with their eyes, not their mouth. So they're like, you can't see me, but I'm blinking a lot. Like I'm talking in their language. Seriously, they're just like, a funny little thing about this is that once the lights turn on and they before they put their translators on, like, Tom is like, hey, hello, and, like, the Japanese kid, he's just like, you idiot, they won't be able to understand, like, in the American and Sandy Frank dub, American, but in the Japanese sub, you know, they won't be able to, you know, speak Japanese, so, like, why are you even trying? And he's like, Tom is just like, oh, okay. it's just funny. It's funny. Yeah. So, then we learn that Barbella and Floorbella, they are being real nice to the kids so that they can eat their brains. No, they're not zombies, but they do want to eat some brains. For some reason, they want to eat some brains. Yeah. So, basically, nothing happens. Like, nothing happens. They get some donuts and milk. The ladies show the kids their monster, Guirin. They show their monster beating up a space gauss. Okay, not beating up, sauteing him like he's going to eat him for dinner. Like he is a chicken. Let me just saute this gauss turkey. Oh, there. This should please my guests. Some fried gauss. Like, what? What are you doing? Okay. Anyways. Even though this is supposed to be a children's movie, we see lots and lots of blood, lots and lots of purple blood from the space gauss, aka a gauss just spray painted silver. Seriously, I don't even have to do monster design for space gauss. He is literally a gauss suit and a gauss prop, spray painted silver. You could have at least, like, just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, but I'm just saying you could have put some more detail into it. Anyways, so yeah, Gamera can somehow sense that the kids are in trouble. He comes to help, but, oh, what? Well, Guirin, their monster, he ain't taking none of that. He is gonna start, trying to chop up these... He's going to start trying to chop up this turtle so he can have some turtle soup. Not just turtle soup, Gamera turtle soup. So they tussle for a while. Gamera saves the kids. One of the aliens kills the other alien because a chair falls on her, and she's like, "This is why we don't have weak ones like you," and blasts her. But then Gamera crashes the UFO. He grabs the two little kids, shoves them in there, and spot welds it back together. Flies them back to Earth. The end. yeah. So basically, yeah, there's not really much to talk about. So I guess I'll do monster design. Well, no, favorite and least favorite moments. Honestly, I like the final fight between Guirin and Gamera, because Guirin keeps using some like tactics to, like, you know, like he keeps using some smart tactics against Gamera, and it's so cool. Like, he has these little holes on his head where he can shoot out, like, shurikens, and so he blocks Gamera from, like, fitting into his shell so he can't fly away. So, like, Gamera tries to, like, put his arms back in his shell, and it just goes, like, like, it won't go in, and it's cool. It's really cool. Least favorite moment, the Gauss fight, the space Gauss fight. I don't like it for one and only reason. It's because, here's the thing, all the Gamera movies, except for the original and Gamera vs. Barugan, are supposed to be children's movies, and not including the Heisei movies. But yeah, they're all supposed to be children's movies, but, like, this is not a children's movie. This is watching a knife head gorily saute poor Gauss, who did not do anything. He flew into his habitat and he just went he shot at the Guirin because he knew, oh, this guy's gonna try to kill me. Anyways, monster design. Gamera is a giant turtle. His head, he has two big fangs, big ol' head, big long tail with some spikes on it. He's kind of a blackish-green color. Whenever he gets cut, green bleeds out of him. He has a little belly, well, actually a big belly, and a big shell that looks like a bunch of spikes are sticking out of it. There's not really much to talk about with Gamera. He has some spikes on his, like, neck coming up to his head. Guirin. He has a green Barugan body. Big head, but with a knife in it. Just, like, a giant knife for, like, the other half of his head. Then, he has, like, some yellow spikes, a big old tail, and he can get up on his two, hind legs and fight Gamera. Oh, and he has two circles on his giant knife head that shoot out shurikens, as I said. Since this is the first Gamera film, I'm still kind of working things out, so there will be no, like, impact section here. So, final thoughts. This is a very good Gamera movie. I really like it. I think you should try it as, like, your first Gamera movie, because the Gamera movies, they don't really have any continuity. It's just like, watch them whenever you want. Watch whatever one you want. Okay. Buzz off, man. Brooklyn person. If you could not notice. So yes. Yeah, that's Gamera versus Guirin. Have an awesome day.